Black, black, black.
You ever heard of barefooted?
Mm-mm.
Okay. this word I'm after here, just kind of fill in the blank. If you like milk in your coffee, you say you take your coffee like milk. I'd like my coffee like milk.
With milk?
Sure, okay. And if you don't want milk in your coffee, you say I'd like my coffee.
Black.
Or blank milk.
Without milk.
Sure, okay. All right, say if somebody's not going away from you, you say he's coming right
toward me.
And if you just happen to see somebody that you know in town, you might say, well, I wasn't looking for old so-and-so. I just sort of...
ran upon him?
Sure, okay. And if a child is given the same name that her mother has, you say that the parents named the child. Okay. All right, talking about some animals now. The type of animal that barks, that would just be a
dog.
Sure. Now,
fox, coyote.
Okay.
All of them bark.
You have those around here?
We have a few foxes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what about the type of a dog that's not a pure breed? You know, but
he's a half breed. We call them Sooners.
Sooners. What do they look like?
Well, they're just a mixed breed. Sooner be one side as the other. Have you ever heard that?
Not exactly.
Sooners.
Way,
call them Sooners.
I haven't heard that explanation. That's good.
And Hinds, 47 varieties.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever use the word mongrel?
Yes. That's just a dog, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sure. And you would call it mongrel?
I don't know.
Mongrel.
Okay. What would you say to a dog if you wanted him to get after another dog?
Sick him.
And you might warn somebody about a dog by saying, now, you better watch out for him. He might.
Right.
Yeah, because yesterday he...
bit somebody.
All right. He has...
bitten.
A lot of people. All right. Now, talking about cattle, in a herd of cattle, what would you call the male animal?
Bull.
Were you ever told that wasn't a black word to use?
Mm-hmm.
Who told you that?
My mother. Isn't that funny? I don't know.
Well, if you had to refer to the animal, what would you call it?
The bull.
I mean back then, if she you said that
the male,
it would just be the male.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And these animals that you plow with, those
ones. Yield.
Right. What if you had two of them hitched together?
A team.
Right. Now, are you familiar with any other type of animal that might be used in plowing? Big.
Well, they used to use oxen, right, but not much. That we have a Skyline era out here that was. During Franklin Roosevelt's time, they called it the homesteading.
Yes, ma'am.
They gave these people 40 acres of land and some oxen.
Mm-hmm. What would you call two oxen hitched together?
A team. I guess.
Okay. And again, talking about cattle, a little one, that would be a...
little calf.
Sure. Do you distinguish, talking about calves, do you distinguish between male and female names?
Mm-hmm. Not in a calf.
You don't say bull.
A heifer, little heifer.
Heifer.
Mm-hmm.
Female.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This expression, if you have a cow that's expecting a calf, you'd say she's going to...
she's going to have a calf.
All right. Anything maybe that...
fall in it.
Anything else that farmers might use?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard she's going to come to the pen,
mm-mm,
drop a calf,
mm-mm,
freshen?
Yeah, fresh. Coming in fresh, yeah. Sure have.
Okay. And the animal that you ride, you call it a...
horse.
What about the male horse?
Horse.
Big part?
Horse.
Just call him horse.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You ever heard stud or stallion?
Yeah.
Which one of those?
Well, a stallion's a male horse, isn't it?
Sure. But you, more out here, you'd be more likely, to hear just horse for the
mm-hmm
male. What about the female?
Just call her a horse, too.
Okay. What about mare?
Mare, that's right.